welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kalb, and today I'm pleased to have back as my guest Dr. Eric Love. Today we're going to be talking about healing the traumas of the heart. Dr. Love is an expert on emotional healing, and especially with the help of the Bach flower remedies, which I highly recommend. I've used them personally for many years and find that they can break through emotional and also protection things that other supplements and remedies cannot. Welcome, Dr. Love. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Kalb. I'm honored.
So, I guess if people want to hear previous shows, they can go to www.plasticos.com. I looked at that the other night. We have shows all the way back to 2011. So Dr. Love would be noted in the thing. We've done a number of different shows if you want to hear more after listening to today's show. So what are the consequences of having one's heart broken, or the consequences of having too hard a heart?
Yeah, boy, that's a good question. Well, you know, this is a secret, what we're talking about. It's a metaphysical secret. People kind of know about it. They don't really know about it because it's a secret that the human race is suffering from massive broken heart. We've had divorces. The lives of girls have been raped. Men have been in the war trauma, women too. Our childhood, Princess Diana, she said they never hugged her. They never gave her affection. They never told her she was wonderful. They always cut her down. They did not give her love. That created such massive trauma. And as she grew up, it repeated over and over. She married Prince Charles, and he never touched her. He never told her she was wonderful. So what happens is when we've had these traumas, and Buddha said to move it onto the spiritual, which is where the action is. Buddha said all human life is suffering and misery and pain. And what he was meaning by that is that there's so many of us. Us people have good time, too, and they're happy. But so many of us have suffering, and our culture gives us the contract, teaches us in school and everywhere we go. We're supposed to suck it up and don't pay attention. Your emotions are wrong, and don't go there. So what happens, they can manipulate you. They can use you as a robot, as a conforming person to do the work they want you. They can control you. So what happens is only when you get to know yourself and only when you heal the pain you have inside of you, the pain, part of the pain is the traumas of the heart. And I've discovered that recently. It took me 45 years to discover that the human race is suffering from great trauma of the heart. But it is possible to heal that. And see, what happens is when you have the trauma, say you have, Princess Diana, traumatic divorce, horrible divorce with Prince Charles, and the royal family spit on her, and they hated her, which was part of her karma from her childhood. That's what happened. That was a trauma from her childhood, repeating.
Mm-hmm.
So it tore her up. She only lived 5 more years. It tore her up inside. It ate her up inside. See, so what happens is the traumas unresolved begin to eat away at you. They begin to cause physical disease, body pain, emotional suffering. And the other thing they do psychologically, emotionally, is they, in order to handle it, you split off from yourself. You disconnect from your heart, as you said, hard heart. You disconnect from your heart. You disassociate from your heart, yourself, loving yourself, taking care of yourself. So what happens is we have a whole race of people who have disconnected from their heart. Is it any reason? The number one killer, I believe, is still heart disease, which comes about because your heart is so traumatized and broken, and you can't connect with other people, and you're repeating these old traumas from the past. Well, what we do is we bury them, and anytime you bury that, you're going to disconnect. You're going to separate off from, you're going to split off from yourself. So there's like a big spiritual split inside where you're over here and your heart's over there. The people got the closed heart. The woman says, well, he was really nice till I married him. And then he's like closed to me. And that's what mm-hmm. Prince Charles did to Diana. He was closed to her. He never loved her. He never touched her. That's what she said. And this is one of the deepest problems of the emotional component. And it's actually pretty straightforward how to heal it. Not only did God show me what the problem is, he also showed me how we can heal it.
Well, the heart chakra also controls the immune system because of the thymus. So you not only increase your risk of, coronary artery disease, but also, that's a type A personality getting coronary artery disease that, is angry yes. and not very loving or is withholding love because of, behavioral issues. And then the immune system also is damaged. And what's interesting to me is that the immune system seems to play a very large role, not just in cancer, everybody knows that, but what about in heart disease? Because the cause of most heart disease is not just arterial blockage, is actually a nanobacteria or a spirochete. The spirochete comes from periodontal disease. The nanobacter probably comes like, any spirochete or any other intracellular infection, probably from animals sexually can be contracted. But in any case, when your immune system goes down, then your risk of heart disease goes up.
Wow. Yeah, so this translates into the physical body as disease pretty quick.
Well, the problem is that in the U.S., heart attacks, and I think heart attacks are number one. Cancer may be number two, and strokes, which are another manifestation of, are probably in the top five. So between strokes and heart attacks, you've got a huge amount of mortality in the U.S.
Yes.
And it's sudden death, usually. So, it's very, you don't have a lot of time to fix things. I mean, 40%, the statistics are 40% of first heart attacks, 40% kill you from arrhythmias. So you got, not too much more than a 50-50 chance of surviving your first heart attack. So, most people don't know that they have heart disease until they have their first heart attack.
Yes.
So it's not a lot of warning.
God bless us.
Yeah.
So sitting at the top of this on the emotional, spiritual component is the traumas of the heart.
Right.
Also, when you're trying to have a relationship, girl's trying to have a relationship with a man, and he's not available, and she's not available, and she's trying so hard, that comes from the traumas of the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, protecting yourself from other injuries.
Yeah, and the traumas of the past, they just will repeat over and over. As mm-hmm. The soul lets you do that. Let's repeat them because you're trying to work them out and resolve them. Problem is that people don't know how to resolve the pain they carry in their heart, mm-hmm. the issues they carry in their emotional component. That's what we use the remedies for.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about Bach and how he came about the flower remedies and why they're probably the premier thing in the world for emotional traumas.
They are, but you've got to know how to use them. It's like we put you inside that airplane that your uncle left you. But, hey, you got to take the airplane classes and
right.
your certificate. You got to know how to use it or it's not going to work.
Right.
The Bach remedies for the healing of the emotional component. And I was blown away when I first started using them, the healing that people were getting. So I just kept using them. There's 38 remedies. Each remedy treats a different emotional state. You've got remedies for fear and anxiety, and depression and guilt. You've got remedies for protection where people put their negative energy on you and they suck your energy, use you as a feeder and put the negative energy on you as a dumper. They use you as a dumper. There's a dumper and a feeder. You got remedies to heal that, protect that. And these remedies don't fix you like a drug would. What they do is they trigger you to go on your own personal vision quest where you can go and up to the top of the mountain in yourself, in your inner self, up to the mountain in Tibet with the Dalai Lama or whoever, you and God, and you can discover yourself the solutions to the riddles and conundrums and questions and issues that you have. So what happens is I had a woman who was this was really unusual. She was so angry. I said, man, I said, God, you're angry. I said, we got to use willow. Well, willow was a remedy for resentment. She had so much resentment. And this is very rare, but I gave her willow. Well, the next week, I said, man, your resentment's gone. She said, yeah, it's gone. It moved really fast. Sometimes it's going to take a few months, but willow's a remedy for resentment. And it's not that the remedy made it move. It's that the remedy helped her to begin her processing, her vision quest to discover herself. Because first of all, you got to discover what the problem is, that you've got pain or you've got resentment, you're a bitter person or whatever. Then you've got to see what's actually going on. Every time I get around these people, I'm so negative, I can't stand. So you see what's going on. And the third thing is you find the solution. What are the patterns inside of you that you need to change? So it's a spiritual thing. Even in Alcoholics Anonymous, where they work on bitterness, for example, they will tell you it's a spiritual thing to work on the resentment and the bitterness and that you need that in order to do the Alcoholics Anonymous program. Well, if you've got a person who got a disease and then they got the bitterness, then it's that bitterness that's causing the disease because it creates so much negative energy. If you don't feel it, well, it doesn't make any difference. It's still there. If people don't see it, it doesn't make any difference. It's still there. Most of the time with the emotional component, everybody keeps it buried and they try to ignore it. So with the box remedies, you have the 38 remedies that treat the whole rainbow spectrum of colors of all the different emotional states. And what I try to do when I work with someone is find what's called a constitutional type remedy. For example, a constitutional type remedy treats the deepest acting negative character defect or spiritual defect that you have. It goes all the way back to childhood, deepest thing you got. Well, I gave Century to one of my students. She is like too much of a nice guy. Can't say no. Everybody takes advantage of her. And within a period of time, within the month, 2 months, she's telling people no. She's being assertive. It didn't fix it for her. God worked through the remedy to teach her the lesson that her soul has been trying to teach her all along, which is to stand up for herself and to not draw boundaries and not let people take advantage of her. And that was what's called a constitutional type remedy. So you're going to get the most amount of healing from that type remedy. And in the beginning, and it could be like I gave a remedy to a gentleman today, and he's like so impatient. And I go, well, you're impatient, always in a hurry. And stuff. He goes, yeah, so let's use impatience. Well, that's his constitutional type remedy. And in his case, we use three, which is the second gateway. First gateway, you use the one remedy. We do that for about 3 weeks a month. And the second gateway, we use three remedies. And it's very digestible. And if we get right on the money with it and get the right remedy, you're going to experience the deepest thing been causing you grief and pain to begin to heal. And so your life will start changing. And your body, because the disease, part of the disease is the emotional component. It's always there. The person's upset about something. I have someone who has pain. I said, well, who's up? Oh, this was amazing. She has so much pain in her back. So I said, who's causing you all this pain? Who's upsetting you? And we looked around, her sister, when she goes over to see her sister, she comes back, has to lay in bed. If her sister calls her on the phone, she has to lay in bed for about a day. So there's always an emotional component. Someone is upsetting, something is upsetting you. your marriage needs to be resolved, or you need to get out. You're in the wrong job. You're living in the wrong place. You're taking care of that old sick mother who's sucking your energy and dumping on you. You need to stand up and protect yourself from other people. Or you need to quit beating everybody else up and quit being so dominating and learn to love other people instead of controlling them. These are some of the emotional issues. And what the Bach does is the Bach sends you on the vision quest. And the good Lord helps you to begin to see. I gave agrimony to a gentleman, talked to him today, and agrimony is a remedy to see who's hurting you and causing you pain. He has a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. So today he went on and on and on about the people that are hurting him and what he's doing that's hurting him. Got back from the trip, it was so hard, and he went right into work and answering the people and everything. I said, man, you get back from the trip and doing all that business, you gotta take a day off. Because it was hurting him. I said, and then you're pushing. He's impatient. You're pushing and pushing, pushing. That's hurting you. So the agrimony, when you take it, it's a very advanced healing system from the future, 2050, 2100. This is the future where you stand and you look and go, well, the doctor says, well, what's happening to you? And the patient says, oh, I'm so worried about money, and I've got so much anxiety, and my husband, I think he's cheating on me. So the doctor holds the patient's hand and says, well, I'm here with you. Let's see if we can figure out what's going on with you. So you find the constitutional type remedy represents the issue, which is bringing all this on her. Because if people are beating you up, if people are taking your power and dumping on you, there's something inside of you that's drawing that to you, which is one of the big secret laws of the healing process, is that if you suffer, if you don't like something in your life, there's something inside of you that's drawing it. It's like a world is a hologram. They call it Maya in the Hindu, the Vedic scriptures. It's an illusion, and it's an outpicturing. The world is an outpicturing of the configuration of the crap that we have inside, which is our karma. The diseases are karma from previous lives. But if you're trying to resolve the disease, so all disease comes from karma. And if you're trying to resolve that, you need to learn the lesson that God's trying to teach you. So a student said to me yesterday, he said, well, I just want to be happy. Can I just go somewhere and be happy? I said, no. Happiness is not the measure of the value and success of human life, nor is money, nor is good sex, nor is power, nor is having a house or the right car or whatever. Napoleon Hill said the number one success is to have peace of mind. So I said, no, you need to go on the vision quest. She says, it's hard. For me to have to be doing this and stuff. I said, well, it's the secret. I said, that's like a girl in college saying, well, it's hard that I got to study it. Well, you're the one that got into college. You got to do the study. So human life is like a school where the good Lord is teaching us these things. And the media, God bless the media these days, the media is saying you need money, you need a boyfriend, you need to be married, you need a car, you need this, you need a breast enhancement surgery. You need all these things, and nobody telling you that you need to discover yourself. If you and I got in the time machine, discover yourself and resolve the issues of the heart of the human. If we do not got in a time machine and went back to ancient Greece to the Temple of Delphi, they have the best psychics in the world there. We could go in, ask them a question, pay them a little money. As you walk into the temple, on the side, on the wall, it said, Gnosi Seaton, which means know thyself. Mm-hmm. The vision quest to know yourself and resolve the issues that are keeping you stuck and blocked is what healing the emotional component is all about. And it's more of a spiritual thing. it's more of it's more with the vision quest. It's more like going to the ashram of the Dalai Lama. It's more of like a metaphysical thing. It's more like a mystery school thing, because everybody thinks in materialism terms. This product from Tree for Life, I'll just take this. The problem is $100, but you know, they think that everybody thinks that with materialistic cures, be natural healing or drugs. A lot of people believe in drugs. I just need to go and change my drugs around, surgeries and stuff. But very few people realize that it's a change in ourself that we need. We need to discover ourselves. That's the emotional. The spiritual component is to be able to listen to the voice of the soul, because the soul's constantly telling you, dude, you're too dominating. You need to chill out. You're too critical. You're too judgmental. You need to change that. You need to get that self-esteem, confidence thing resolved. Our soul's constantly whispering, but everybody's smoking pot and drinking alcohol, which the drugs make it where you can't hear the still small voice of the soul. So part of the healing process is to help the person to connect with their own voice. Woman said, I was walking down the aisle and I knew I shouldn't marry this man. I said, oh my God, what'd you do? She said, well, I went ahead and married him. It was already going, and it was the worst 5 years of her life. So to be able to hear, that's a spiritual, so that you get the guidance and you get the instruction, and the good Lord will guide you to a clearing of the emotional component, which everybody's pushing aside, and nobody wants to resolve it because they're really scared. So the first law is that if you have something that you don't like out there, there's something inside of you, in your inner self, that is drawing that to you. That's the first law. Now, that's in the inner self. And Americans don't like to go into the inner self because it's spooky. And the second law is that disease is a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call. Disease and pain, body pain and emotional pain, is a wake-up call that there's something that we need to change, something that we need to fix or grow. We need to grow, personal growth. We need to make some personal growth and change the way we are and resolve something inside of ourselves. That's how I help people get rid of pain. Is to help them to discover what it is inside themselves that they need to change. Bach wrote, suffering is a corrective to point out a lesson which by other means we have failed to grasp, and never can it be eradicated until that lesson is learned. So there's a disease, and to point out that there's a lesson. We need to learn some lesson from our soul. And the second, he said, suffering is beneficent and for our good, and if rightly interpreted, will guide us to our essential faults. So we're going into the golden age. We're going to the age of enlightenment. But in the age of darkness that we're coming out of, God has chosen to use physical disease, and now he's using pain. Everybody's in pain. Has chosen to use physical disease as a wake-up call to tell people to leave materialism and come up onto the spiritual level and make some changes in themselves and their character and their emotional, and you know, the person that they actually are. So in a sense, what we're saying is that you need to open your heart. You need to open your heart, first of all, to yourself. Open your heart to yourself, because when you get into the self, you open your heart to yourself. Then you see you can love yourself. To love yourself, the first thing about loving yourself is to resolve, learn how to make some peace of mind in there, which may be a hot bubble bath or a walk out in the park or something like that. But in yourself, you'll also find all the issues that the good Lord wants you to resolve. So the first thing is to open your heart to yourself. If you don't have your heart open to your own self and your own process and your own vision quest, if you don't have that, how can you open your heart to someone else? Mm-hmm. So it's a spiritual thing. It's like working with the Dalai Lama, except you got a Dalai Lama inside of you in the form of your own soul. Will guide you if you will just listen. And the other thing,
the ultimate goal is to follow your inner guidance.
to follow your inner guidance and listen to the messages. Mm-hmm. I had a woman, she woke up to listen to the messages from your soul. There'll be guidance as part of it. There's other messages where you'll be told things. I had this one woman, she was drinking, she was in a health food store. She was drinking, she looked like crap. She was in her 50s, and she was feeling horrible. And she told me, so one time I was in there shopping, she said, Dr. Love, I wake up every night in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock, I can't go back to sleep. So I told her, I said, well, listen, I said, that's the golden time where the walls between the physical and the astral plane are down. It's like being way out in the desert. Everybody's asleep. I said, that's the time if God wakes you up, he's got messages for you. So I said, well, you go sit in meditation when you wake up and then let me know what happened. Well, I came in about a week or two later, and she came around. She didn't even look like the same person. She was glowing. She said, I sat for the meditation. I started listening to God telling me all these messages and all these things. I've been changing my life. I'm going to hold it up. So it worked for her. So there's a message. A lot of times the messages that you get from the supreme power, you may not understand them. You just have to sit and listen and take it in. Certainly God wants us to be happy and to heal and to be prosperous and to have wisdom and have peace of mind and be happy. But he also is teaching us all these things because human life is about teaching. It's a great school. And God is a great professor. He's a great teacher. So part of the Bach is there's remedies to learn to protect yourself. Because so much of what's going on is people taking our power, using us as a dumper, dumping on us, and using us as a feeder. They're sucking our energy. So there's Bach remedies which will help us to learn to put up some shields. I had this one woman, her mother sucked her energy, beat the crap out of her emotionally. And she told me the mother's been doing it ever since she was a child. And it was really heavy. Her mother was mean. She had the kind of relationship that when mother finally dies, bet your boot she ain't going to the funeral. But she's living in the same house, and mother comes down, beats the crap out of her emotionally all the time. So I put her on some of these shielding remedies, and there's 9 of them. And I put her on some of the shielding remedies. We're on the second gateway, just doing 3 remedies. And she's been working with me maybe 4 months, 5 months, couldn't be more than 6. Mother completely leaves her alone. Lock, stock, and barrel. Occasionally, mother come around and try it. She just doesn't get away with it. The young lady has changed herself, has learned how to protect herself, and protects herself from mother, and mother's not the issue. To working on other things. So the shielding remedies, the good Lord will teach you how to protect yourself and shield yourself. Because we need to come into our power. We need to be empowered and come into our power as a man or as a woman, as a human being. But if someone is coming and taking your power, if they're coming and taking your power, how can you ever come into your power? Because as soon as you come in your power, they'll come and take it away. It's one of the big issues of the human race. Few people talk about it, and very few people understand it. Trauma is where I begin with everyone. I begin by giving people rescue remedy, and I'll usually give people rescue remedy for about 3 weeks. And rescue remedy,
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks, and rescue remedy treats trauma. So, like, I burned myself the other day. I put the rescue remedy on it a couple times, and then it's like all the pain went away. If you get an impact injury, I hit my shin. Oh, God, it was so painful. And I put the rescue remedy on it, and 2 or 3 times, and then the pain went away. If you smash your finger in a doorway and in a car, and you put the rescue on, the pain will go away.
We have the
rescue cream, too. Yeah, the rescue cream just stays on.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to keep repeating it. So I had this, I have people start off doing it every 4 times a day. After a few days, we move to every hour. And then I have people put it in their water bottle and just sip on it all day, even up to every 3 to 5 minutes. So I had this one student who was an acupuncture doctor in Florida, and she's sipping the rescue every 3 to 5 minutes because, see, the other thing, which I didn't say, but it helps to heal the traumas of the past, which I'll get to in a minute. It creates an engine, a motor, to heal the traumas of the past. So she was sipping the rescue every 3 to 5 minutes as part of the program with me. And then she called me, and there was a hurricane. She's on the beach. There's a hurricane coming, heading directly to her house. And she says that she is not going to evacuate. I says, oh, my God. So it comes closer, and then it veers off like a couple of miles away. It's supposed to hit landfall. Here's the story she told me afterwards. She said that at 150 miles an hour, it rips the roof off of your house. So she's in there. It's 120 miles an hour outside. She looks down at the dogs, and the dogs have Rescue Remedy in their dog water. She looks down at the dogs, and the dogs are asleep. So then she says, well, there's nothing I can do, and I'm just so exhausted, so maybe I'll go in and go to sleep. So she goes in the bedroom, crawls under the covers, and goes to sleep. When she wakes up, the hurricane is over. So the first thing you use Rescue Remedy for is to handle the traumas of the day so that life is not so crazy. Mm-hmm. I even had a tooth pulled, and I took a rescue and then took it. After I had it pulled, did it every 3 to 5 minutes, I didn't have any pain. So if you're going to handle the traumas of the day, get comfort. So first thing is we got to make it that your life is not so crazy, that everything is calmed down. And that we do with the rescue, get the trauma out of the day-to-day life. Now, if we go back in time, I had a student whose son was killed. Maybe he was killed, but he was a law enforcement. But he definitely died. And it broke her heart so much. She loved her son so much that she said that, she started drinking alcohol. Her boyfriend got her into alcohol. So every night she was drinking. And after about 4 years, she says, I got to get out of this. So she quit drinking. She started eating good. And she signed up for my course. I got her on the rescue. So now she's been with me for 6 months. And I asked her about 3 weeks ago. I said, let me ask you a question. That trauma of the death of your son, which is the worst thing that ever happened to her in her life, I said to her in the beginning, I said, you know, you've never been the same since that happened. She says, you're right. So I asked her, I said, that trauma of the death of your son, how much of that would you say is resolved? And she thought about it. I swear to God, she told me, she said, I think it's all resolved.
Really? That's remarkable.
Yes. That's unbelievable. And then I think I told you about the woman whose son shot himself in front of his girlfriend's house. He was about 18. She had dumped him. And you couldn't speak of her son for 25 years. And one of my students, because after about 3-4 months, then I have each student, I have them treating other people, and we do it together, pick out the remedies together. So we gave her Rescue Remedy, and she was taking it every 3 to 5. So it acted like an engine and went back to heal that. So after about 5 months, she told my student, she said that she got out the dark box, she called it, had all the paperwork on the boy. It had the death certificate, the birth certificate. It had the report cards, letters he had written, all the paperwork. Went through everything with her other son. They read through it and talked about it, and then she put it in the shredder. When it was done, she put it in the dumpster, the dark box in the dumpster. She said that she was so high, she said it was like she was on marijuana because this burden had been lifted. And she told my students, she said, it's like it never happened. In other words, she had resolved it. So we're talking about something now that happened 5 years ago. We're talking about trauma happened 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. The other big traumas are the traumas that happened in the childhood. Like Princess Diana was never hugged. She was never loved. They took care of her, but they never gave her affection and never told her she was wonderful. So that created trauma. So when you're doing the rescue in the way that I teach, I find that it goes back and it heals those traumas. Those traumas are older. If you're a 62-year-old woman, those are going to be 60-year-old traumas. So they're going to take a little bit longer than something 5 years ago or even 25 years ago. But what happens is the people change. They begin to get the comfort. It's almost as like when I start to work with a student, I say, look, it's like I need to hold you. I need to hold you in my arms and tell you everything is okay. We need to comfort you that life is okay and that you can resolve the pain that you carry. That's what the rescue does. It's really precious.
Yeah, that's a one that everybody should just have. You know, just buy it, put it away, and just know where it is.
And use it, because once you start using it, I just recommend putting it in your water bottle. Once you start taking it every day, you'll see the difference. Life will become more chilled out. Mm-hmm. When the hurricane comes, you're going to go, hey, no problem.
Right, right.
Then you don't have to take drugs. You don't have to drink alcohol. You don't have to smoke pot.
Yeah. Well, that's useful. That's very useful.
And the girl that the woman owns a health food store in Florida, and I guarantee you, everybody comes in, talks to her, leaves with a bottle of rescue.
Right.
Because she saw it, she resolved the death of her son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been using Rescue Remedy here for as long as we've been open. We use it on the employees, we use it on the patients. It's an old standard.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, the thing that's been given to me over the last year is to have my people do it every 3 to 5 minutes, which you can do by putting the rescue in the water bottle and just sipping on the water. Mm-hmm. And I've got a gal, I said, well, you know, how much water do you drink? She said, I drink one bottle of water per day. I said, girl, you need to be drinking two. You're dehydrated. So now we're killing two birds with one stone. She gets hydrated, and she also gets to chill out.
Right. So what are some of the other remedies that come to mind when you're talking about traumas of the heart?
Well, see, anytime you have trauma, it's going to end up, you're going to have patterns come about from it. Mm-hmm. And you got to heal those patterns. Like, for example, you may get blasted, like a woman gets blasted by a man, and she gets her heart broken. Maybe there's a divorce or whatever. But from that point on, she's angry at men. So now you've got willow, which is a remedy for resentment. Or maybe she gets hurt, and she has fear. So she has fear of allowing love to come into her heart. She can't receive love. So that would be mimulus. Mimulus is the remedy for worry about money. It's the remedy for worry about disease. It's the remedy for fear of men or women or fear of whatever, worldly everyday fear. Usually, and I promise people, I say, if you worry about money, we get you on the mimulus. In fact, I had a student, she talked all the time about her worry about money. I never, ever hear her mention it anymore. It's just not there anymore. And mimulus is a key thing for making that happen. It could be that if you beat down in a relationship that's causing you trauma, when you get out of the relationship, you're so beat down that you beat down for years. And you have a pattern of letting people walk all over you. That you would see in a traumatic relationship, say with a father who criticizes the daughter. That's what happened to Princess Diana. The father criticized her. And then when she married Prince Charles criticized her all the time. So from the trauma, you have these spiritual defects, character defects that come about. So that would be with the shielding remedies. There's 9 shielding remedies. where the good Lord will show you and teach you how to rise up and protect yourself and shield yourself. And then the situation out there, somebody putting you down, will actually change and that person will go away. Then you can have tiredness and exhaustion that comes around. You have a trauma and you're tired and exhausted. Another one is that's really big is that you bury your pain and your hurt. And then in order to keep it buried, you have to go to drugs. So there was a man they made a movie about. I won't mention his name. My daughter lived with him, and he was Special Forces officer. And they made a movie about him. It was so amazing what he did. But because of all the war trauma, he gets up in the morning and starts drinking, and he drinks all day. So what happens is when the trauma hits you, it could affect, and the remedy for that is agrimony. Agrimony is to help people get off drugs. It's also the remedy to get people off pain. If you give agrimony, you come back at the end of a month, generally they'll have less pain.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that the person, because of the trauma, they'll be in a family where they're criticized a lot and they have to play head games with family members. But when they come out of the family, now they're tough and mean and they're bossy with everybody and they don't let anybody do anything to them. Well, their heart is rock closed.
Right.
The heart is like concrete. And that's a result of the traumas. The traumas are kind of like the base of everything. That's what I've seen lately. Anxiety is another big one, and agrimony is your main anxiety remedies, but nemulus could be anxiety, and also aspen has a fear without a cause, so you just have anxiety with no reason. And I told a guy today, he said, I had anxiety today. I had anxiety all day. Well, I said, that's a wake-up call. That's God telling you, you need to handle some of these things. I said, what's going on that's upsetting you? See, so now he's ready. The anxiety scared him. So the emotional pain is a good thing. The disease is a good thing because it's to tell you that you need to learn some of these spiritual lessons and resolve the issues that you carry inside yourself, even though you may not know what they are. A vision quest and working on yourself, you'll begin to discover who you are and what's going on with you.
Right.
Some people will have the trauma and they become a loner, which is wonderful. Always want to be alone.
Right.
Jealousy, revenge. Excuse me. If a person gets beat up too much, when they're alone, when they're young, if they get beat up too much, they may turn to become vicious and jealous and revengeful. Always wanting to hurt other people.
Serial killers.
serial killers and people.
Serial killers, yeah.
Terrorists too, because they come from a culture where they're beat up and put down, even sexual abuse and stuff. God bless them.
Well, there's always the dance, the dance between victim and victimizer and the dance between intimidator and aloofness. There's two sides, and Buddha said, it's always the middle road. So, they did a study. People who are bullied often bully other people. They go back and forth. And then, people who don't experience either one are the middle road. So they're, they're not a victim and they're not a victimizer. They're in the middle. And so they experience neither of the extreme. And the same with, intimidator and aloofness. When somebody intimidates or interrogates you all the time and is really in your business all the time, then you become aloof. But being aloof isn't good either. It's the opposite response. So you have to really choose the middle road. You don't go on either end of it.
Right.
Kind of
go in the middle. What the problem is, what the secret is that these ways that we are comes from patterns that are blueprints, programs that are deep inside, and all of a sudden we just find ourselves being angry, or all of a sudden we find ourselves drawing people who beat us up, And those patterns need to be resolved. Then you can take the middle road.
That's what the remedies do. Yeah.
That's what the remedies do, yeah.
Exactly. It's a lot easier than trying to spend years in psychotherapy, you know.
Yeah, or
doesn't work very quickly.
10 years, well, psychotherapy, yeah, let's see. My favorite joke is, how many psychotherapists does it take to change a light bulb? And the answer is, takes only one, but the light bulb has to really want to change. And my other favorite joke is, Woody Allen said, I'm giving my analyst another 5 years, and by golly, if I don't notice anything's happening by then, I'm dumping that guy.
Right. That's right.
So,
well, the remedies are very good at breaking patterns, and I think people need to know that a lot of these patterns are not even conscious.
Yes.
It's not even it's really in the subconscious. I've experienced individuals close to me who just go into rages, and the rages are very, very much coming from the subconscious, because there's no actual trigger that would be, you know, that would indicate a reaction like that. It's very, very interesting but they're subconscious.
Right.
So,
right, but it's invisible. It's we have to go deeper, than the physical plane reality of the day to day CNN. We got to go deeper. Yeah. We got to go into the spiritual realm, into the level of the subconscious, into the level of the heart, into the level of the invisibility, to discover who we are and what we carry and how we're creating this chaos that's out there. Because otherwise you go into victim. You say, oh, they're just doing it to me, you know. And what the whole theory of the whole great thing about holistic healing, holistic medicine, is, so I ain't going to be a victim no more. I'm going to take responsibility. See, when it comes to the emotional, that means we need to step out to the top of the mountain in the Indian lands and in ancient history and past time, and go on our vision quest to discover who we are and the crap we're carrying inside, and get that resolved. And the way that I've discovered, it's actually pretty easy to do it. The way that I've come up with now, nobody complains. Everybody goes through it pretty easy because I move so slow. And it just takes time, but you'll be successful. You'll
Will
be
you
able
want to tell
to
them about your program that you have?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I have my school. My website, which I'll give again, is drericlove.com, DRERICLOVE.com, and my school, the International Association of Homeopathy, and we have a 12-month course. Although some people study with me longer, and in that, I teach about all this. I teach you how to do it with yourself, to heal yourself and your family and work with other people. And what we do is I sit beside you and hold your hand, and I'm there with you during the 12 months. And we meet by telephone once per week. And I always schedule an hour and a half. Sometimes it takes 2 hours. And I schedule the time, and we talk about your stuff and your process, and I give you remedies. And when I give you the remedies, you'll begin to see how the healing process happens. You'll begin to go on your vision quest. And so from that, you'll be able to get the healing you're looking for. You'll learn how to do the healing with your children and your parents, if they're into it, and because a lot of people don't want healing or they're not ready for it. Your husband and your friends. And I also teach a wonderful system called the SAF, which is more advanced, about 6 months in. And we work with diet and nutrition for healing. And but the primary thing is sitting together and working and having you experience it. Once you experience, I've got a woman who's in medical school, a student, and she tells me that she figured out how to study. She never studies. She says, I just take the test and always ace the test. If you're that smart, that's not going to help you with my program, because my program is not tests, not examinations, and not memorizing stuff. We hang out together, and I help you to go on the journey. We do it together. It never stresses you out. It's always easygoing and fun, and I'm always there for you. So I don't think you can do it. My students are telling me that to go this deep and resolve things this deep, they would not be able to do it themselves. They have to have someone with them. But I think that's the way it is with a lot of things. Like if you learn to fly an airplane, you have to have your airplane instructor sitting with you. There's no way you can do that alone. So that's pretty much what we do, and it's really good. Everybody's getting healed. Everybody's loving it, and they're learning to work with other people.
Great.
So,
well, that's great. Well, we're coming up on the end of our hour, but I want to thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, and should I give out my phone number and stuff?
Sure, go ahead.
406-585-0774, drericlove.com.
Great. Well, thanks a lot again. It's been wonderful talking to you.
Thank you. Likewise. You're wonderful. You're the best.
Thank you so much, Eric. This is Dr. Susan Cobb. We've been speaking with Dr. Eric Love on healing the traumas of the heart and the miraculous Bach flower remedies that make this process a lot easier. Next week, we'll be talking with Dr. Stephen Ross about the different technologies that have been suppressed that could have helped our health. Thank you for joining us on Temple of Health Radio Show.